Psalm 14. To the choir master of David. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good." The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Have they no knowledge, all the evildoers who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? There they are in great terror, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You would shame the plans of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice. Let Israel be glad. The Apostle Paul quotes Psalm 14 in Romans 3, the greatest passage in the New Testament describing universal human sinfulness. We can see why Paul does so when we read this sobering lament. David emphasizes that not a single person acts justly throughout his life. We live in a world that does not operate the way it was meant to. Sickness, disease, strife, dishonesty, theft, backbiting, bitterness, selfishness. A world that was created beautiful has become ugly in many ways, brought into ruin through mankind's sin. Especially painful are the ways in which God's own people are afflicted by evildoers. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion, laments David. What David saw dimly, we see clearly. Salvation would come out of Zion, but not salvation for Israel alone. For Israel was not merely victimized by human sinfulness. They themselves were part of the problem. They were not exempt from human evil. Salvation would come out of Israel, but it would be for all the world. Sin is universal. No one is exempt. But grace is universally available. No one need be exempt. All that is required is a trusting faith in Jesus Christ, the living embodiment of the salvation that came out of Israel.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.